peace, love, and light, and infinite, infinite abundance and prosperity to you all. I am so excited to be here with you guys on my very first podcast. I am so excited, you guys, and I just wanted to begin my podcast so that you guys have an opportunity to receive more uplifting, powerful, motivating messages from me. I am Tisha Monique, and I am so excited to be empowering you all with vital information, tools, techniques, tips, and some small yet powerful things that you can incorporate into your life that will help you to live in greatness. Greatness every single day of your life, you guys. It is your birthright to live in abundance and happiness and in joy and in peace, all inclusive of each single day of your life. And I'm here to share with you my journey to greatness as I strive to be the best me, the highest version of me possible every single day. And I want to empower you guys with the same tools and techniques that I myself have been utilizing and that have changed my life profoundly, amazingly, and abundantly. And I am so grateful and so blessed to be here to share with you guys today. Today's topic is going to be one that I feel is tremendous and can make a tremendous difference in the course of your life and definitely into the course of your day. And the topic for today, you guys, is energy vampires, those sneaky little things that creep up in your life day to day that you may not even realize are having a negative impact on your day, and more specifically your energy for the day. And these are things that we tend to allow in our lives because we feel obligated to the individuals and the items that are prominent in our lives, and we feel like we have an obligation to interact and interface with these entities in our life. And in all due honesty, you guys, we are not obligated to entertain anything in our lives that does not uplift us or does not create greatness and positive energy in our lives. Now, let's back up and talk about first what exactly is meant by an energy vampire. Well, first of all, our energy is the source of who we are in terms of what we give off from our being throughout the course of the day. So we have the option to generate positive energy, or we can generate negative energy. And of course, living in greatness and going through life, we want to always be striving to be the best that we can be. So that in turn means that we're going to be mindfully and strategically generating positive energy. So when we're doing things and practicing our techniques of prayer, gratitude, thanksgiving, affirmations, and all of these great things in our lives that promote positivity and good vibes, good energy, we definitely do not want to do things that counteract all of this methodology that we are adopting and adapting to our lives and be counterproductive to all of our activities that we do to promote the positive blessings to flow in our lives and the positive energy. So anything that drains our energy or that is counterproductive, counterintuitive, counterpositive to what we are trying to accomplish in terms of maintaining a positive outlook, a positive perspective, a positive dynamic of our life are negative factors or energy vampires, things that dissipate, suck out, deteriorate, or take away our positive vibe. Just like a vampire would do where he's bloodthirsty, he's seeking out blood. Well, these energy vampires may not intentionally be out to seek out your energy to steal it, but either intentionally or unintentionally, it's the same resultant. When you come across these people or you come across things in your life that make you feel counterpositive or negative, These are, in fact, drains on your good energy, and they are sucking the life out of you and your energy, which is why I'm calling these energy vampires, because they bite into you. They sneak up on you, and before you know it and even realize, you've already been bitten and the energy is being drained from you. So these are conversations, these are interactions, these are hangouts, these are things where we put ourselves in direct communication with someone, and at the end of that conversation or interaction, we are left feeling drained or like our energy's been robbed. The tricky thing about energy vampires is a lot of times we may not even realize that we're being victim, or we've fallen victim to someone who's robbing our energy. Sometimes it becomes so repetitive and so redundant that we think that it's okay or it's normal. Like, this is the normal interaction. This is the normal behavior between this person or I, or this is normally how I feel after I watch said programs such as the news or sad movies and that sort of thing. But what I want to get you guys to do is to start to realize the things that we are doing in our lives, in our daily lives, that we should be doing different and that we are able to do different. The things that we can control are the things that we want to control. This is where change happens. When we take command of our lives and we begin to change the things that we can change in our lives is when change comes about. And we want to be people of change, because in change is where growth occurs. It's where we have the opportunity to rewrite things about our life, about our universe, that we are not the happiest with, or that if we were to change them, we would have a better outlook on life and how we do life. So when we have conversations and interactions with people, we need to be mindful and conscious and start to increase our awareness of how these conversations or interactions are making us feel. If they're making us feel less than or upset or negative or down, or they change our mood in a negative way after we've had this interaction, then these are interactions that we may want to start to stay clear of. Because we work so hard, you guys, to take command and take control of our lives and the way that we do life. And we take so much time doing things in the mornings, our electric morning routines and such, to help build up our energy that we want to harvest and store all of that positive energy up that we've just generated. So it is a waste of our time if we spend so much time meditating and giving thanks and doing all of these amazing things only to have conversations and interactions with people or things such as social media that drain our energy and make us feel less than where we want to be. So how do we do this? How do we put stops on energy vampires? What is the first step to changing how we interact with individuals and our day-to-day routines and activities that may very well be rooted in negativity and we don't even know it? Step one will be to identify the energy vampires in your life. Anything that is not serving you well, we want to either reevaluate it and see how we can do things differently, or we want to eliminate it from our lives altogether, just depending on the link and the relationship that you have there. If it's a family member, a spouse, a child, a best friend, and we don't want to 100% eliminate people from our lives. We don't want to be the Mad Hatter off with your head every time someone does something or says something that is displeasing or not in line with what we are striving to be. However, we can limit the interactions that we have with these individuals in our lives. There are no rules that say that we have to be the dumping ground and we have to just take everything that someone dishes out to us. Negative words and things that make us feel bad or make us feel down, we don't have to be privy to that. We can choose to say, hey, you know, here are some positive feedbacks and things that I recommend that you do, or this is how I propose that you handle the situation. and you reverberate positivity towards them so that they know that this is where I am, and I would like for you to also attune to this frequency and this vibe that I have going on. Now, a lot of times people are in bad moods. They just want to vent. They just want to share and have a sounding board, someone that they can let know this is what's going on. They're not always necessarily looking for you to solve or fix a problem with them. And sometimes when people are in that realm of negative energy or less than positive energy, the last thing that they want is for someone to tell them what they need to do or what they should have done differently to fix the situation. So you have to play it by ear. But what I will tell you guys to do for sure is to mitigate the situation. If it's negative, 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 and you know that this is ongoing, this is the way that this person always interacts with you, is just to come at you, dump a bunch of stuff on you, and send you on your way, then you may want to scale back the number of interactions that you're having with this person. If it's a daily thing where they call and they vent to you and they're just spewing a bunch of negativity at you and all you're doing is holding the phone or reading the text messages, then that's not a positive interaction and that's not a positive relationship, you guys. Regardless of who it's coming from, you have to mitigate these negative situations in order to maintain your energy at the high level that you have worked so hard to get it to. We don't want to turn our backs on individuals and leave them in the dark, per se, because when you have such light within you and you're resonating on a higher frequency and a higher level of positivity, it would be a disservice to your friendships and relationships, your linear friendships and relationships, to not share the things that have uplifted you and gotten you from a previous dark spot or dark point in your life, and to leave them in the dark and to not share with them the same information and the tools and techniques that you utilize to make sure that you maintain your happiness every single day. So definitely offer to them the same tips and techniques and practices and prayer and all of the things that help to make your life abundantly blessed and abundantly full. Because a lot of times people see a change in you and they are curious and they know that you have received greatness or achieved greatness, but a lot of times they may not want to ask, they don't want to impose, you know, or they may not think that it's something that they too can do or achieve. It worked for you, but it won't work for me. But all you can do is offer. It is yours to extend and it is theirs to receive. So if you want to let them, you definitely want to share with them the things that have changed your life. Now, if this is a repetitive relationship where you are constantly giving and trying, but they're not open to receiving what you have to offer, then at some point you have to back off and know that, hey, I've already expressed to them some great tools, some great things that they too can do to be great, but they're not ready to receive it right now. Hopefully they will be in the future. And if so, they know that I'm here for them. I left the door open, but I cannot continue to be in a toxic relationship where someone is only coming for me or to me because they want to just dump all over me and want me to be the on the receiving end of the negative energy that they have and that's going on in their life at that time. By all means, if someone is going through a very tough, difficult time in their life, I'm not saying at all to turn your back on someone or to say, hey, you know, this is too much for me to handle. This is your problem. Deal with it. Of course not. What type of people would we be or souls would we be if we were without compassion? We want to structure our lives to be Christ-like always and to think and do and act and be just as Christ is with us, forgiving, compassionate, of love, of caring, and we want to reflect that in all things that we do. So by all means, be compassionate and caring. All I'm saying is that you are able, you do have the opportunity to distance yourself or limit the number of conversations, the number of interactions that you are having with someone If it's not something that, you know, they are able to change or can or do differently, and they're just choosing not to, of course. So in those instances, we want to limit our interaction with individuals who just, you know, fly off at the mouth. They're negative nannies. They're not trying to change. They're not trying to do anything differently. And don't stop being that person's friend. Always leave the door open so that whenever they are ready to receive and do something different, that you are there for them. And for sure, continue to hang out with them or do whatever it is that you guys do if it uplifts you. But to sit around and talk negative or put other people down and things like that, that is not productive. That doesn't serve anybody well at all. So if that's the type of thing that they're on, then I would say that you have to filter and find ways to disconnect as much as possible or to deflect. Deflect that negative and put something positive. If people are only saying negative things, start to put in your little plugs of positivity. I mean, it's not harmful to say, to turn the conversation and redirect the conversation to say, hey, you know, this is what's going on, or guess what I saw, or, you know, next month I'm going here or there, or let's plan a trip, or whatever the case may be. But redirect the conversation so that if it is only going on a negative tangent, that you can turn it around. So redirection, removal, and just putting a little space when possible with these types of relationships or toxic things that no longer serve you well. Now, you guys, we want to always be encouraging and uplifting at the same time. So we want to give out what we want to receive back. So whatever energy, we're always trying to have positivity, prosperity, abundance, peace, joy, happiness, and all of the fruits of the Spirit. We want to be that energy that we want to receive back. So never do we want to take negative and respond in a negative way, because that's not the vibe or the energy that we are on and the frequency that we're on. So we always want to be the change that we wish to receive back in our lives. Also, I want you guys to be mindful that it's not only people that can be energy vampires in your life. There are other things that rob our energy on a daily basis that we may not be aware of. And that includes things that we are entertaining and that we are allowing into our universe from our ears, our eyes, and our hearts. So not only just interactions with other individuals, but the things that we're receiving and picking up on the internet, social media, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, etc., etc. Now, there's so much content on social media. You guys realize that when you log into social media for even 5 minutes on a break or whatever the case is, and you scroll, there is so much information that you are taking in. The brain does not even have enough time to really go through and interface with any of the information, because it's so random, it's so much at one time. You scroll your feed and all of the information is discombobulated, it's not connected. And a lot of the things that people post, it may not be the most beneficial thing for you. Sometimes people post stuff and it's intended to have good merits and the intentions are well, but the way that it comes across may not work for you. It may spark up or trigger some negative things in you that you're trying to work and get over. But just to read that and to process it and to take it into your spirit is not good. It's not productive for you. So be mindful, be conscious of the things that you're taking in when you're scrolling through Facebook and social media and that sort of thing. It's okay to unfollow individuals whose accounts are not serving you well. Just because you were friends with that person for the last 30 years, if their account is negative, then you don't need to see that as you're on a quest for greatness. We only want to let greatness in. Content filtering. This also goes for movies that you are watching, TV programs, things that you're listening to on TV, YouTube, podcasts, all of these things, you guys, are coming into you. So you have to be mindful about what you're watching. If the movie is not a good movie that serves you well, maybe it's got great reviews or somebody else wants to watch it, but or maybe it's something that you've watched so many times that you feel like you have an affinity to keep watching it. But if it brings you down, if it triggers past relationships that were negative or things that happened to you in your past or recently or that you're afraid of for the future, then those are things that you don't want to watch. A lot of times we watch movies, and if you will pay attention, you already know that your emotions get tied up in the things that you view. When you watch a movie, if the movie is sad or down or depressing, then you tend to feel that energy from the movie. All things have energy. The things that we watch, the things that we hear, the things that we see are all energy, all frequencies. So we have to be guarded about what we let into ourselves, into who we are and who we're trying to be. Replace videos and things. Music is another big one. When we're depressed or going through a breakup, we have the tendency to want to vibe with music that relates to the space that we are in, but not always is never backtrack. Forget not always. Never is that a good idea. And I was one who was very guilty of that. I wanted to listen to things that, you know, exemplified how I felt or that was in that same realm of what I was feeling, that kind of enhanced what I was feeling. And, you know, all it did was just to further say that, yes, I'm, you know, okay to feel, I'm credited to feel how I feel, but it didn't make me feel any better. I didn't walk away from listening to those songs feeling any better than when I started. And we want to do things that uplift us and make us greater, the greatest versions of who we can possibly be. So we want to listen to things and fill ourselves with positive things only, good music. Turn that negative around. If you're down and in a dark space, do things to pull you out. Throw your own self a lifeline. Don't wait on someone else to come and rescue you. You have the life preserver. You have to learn to rescue yourselves and to be mindful of the things that you're putting in your path each and every day that are either doing you a service or a disservice. Guys, we have to be mindful and cognizant that this is your life. This is your life to live. You only get one time to live it. So now is all that counts. Make it count. Make it the most and the best that it can be. Make it so that you are so proud of your life and so excited about life that you can't wait to wake up in the morning versus dreading it and feeling down and discontent about what's going on in your universe. Do the things that you need to do to assure that you are happy. Equip yourself with the things that you need to equip yourself with so that you are living in abundance and in greatness every single day of your life. And that is what I want to get across to you guys. If nothing else, is that you can have a great day every single day of your life. You can live and be happy every single day of your life. And I am equipping you guys with the same empowering tools that I myself have equipped myself with and that I've been blessed to learn and to utilize in my life. And I know that it takes time out of your day to incorporate and to practice these things in your life, all of these tools and techniques. It doesn't come easy, but anything worth having is worth fighting for. It's worth implementing. And if you want to have a great life, you have to take the steps to do the things that need to be done, the necessities that will change your life profoundly and have an amazing, tremendous impact on your life every single day, you guys. I'm a living testimony to let you know that you can live in greatness by implementing small things such as this energy vampires. By being mindful of this and cognizant of it and aware, increasing your awareness and implementing is the next step. Implement this into your life and see the changes that you want to see. It's your life. You live it the way that you need to live it to assure your success. These are small tips and tidbits, but they go a mighty long way to changing your overall life. So implement these changes, you guys. Don't just listen to these podcasts and these tips and tricks and techniques and think that you may get around to it someday. Start today. Start to utilize these tips and techniques and implement them into your life. And I promise you, it will change your whole entire structure, your dynamic, your demeanor, your overall happiness and acceleration level in your life. You will be catapulted into greatness.